This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Palestinian health officials say the first case of polio has been recorded in an unvaccinated 10-month-old child in the Gaza city of Deir al-Balah. The officials say that after discovering the child's symptoms, tests were conducted in Jordan's capital of Amman, and the case was confirmed to be polio. The World Health Organization didn't immediately confirm the case or respond to requests for comment. The UN Health and Children's Agencies have called for 7-day pauses in the Israel-Hamas war, starting at the end of August, to allow them to vaccinate 640,000 Palestinian children against polio following the discovery of the virus in wastewater in two major Gaza cities last month. A settler rampage in the West Bank sparks a rare condemnation from Israeli leaders. AP correspondent Karen Shemis has more.
One witness, Sufyan Jit, said the rampage was like a war waged on the village of Jit near Nablus, as over 100 masked Israeli settlers shot live ammunition at Palestinians, burned homes and cars, and damaged water tankers. On a visit to Israel, UK Foreign Minister David Lammy told reporters,
"The widespread rampage and chasing of people from their homes is abhorrent."
Israel's president condemned the violence, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israelis who carried out criminal acts would be prosecuted. However, rights groups say that arrests for settler violence are rare and prosecutions even rarer. I'm Karen Shemas.
Military authorities in the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk have urged civilians to speed up their evacuation because the Russian army is quickly closing in on what has for months been one of Moscow's key targets. Authorities said in a Telegram post Friday that Russian troops are, quote, advancing at a fast pace. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.